Hi,
my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. They call it the Internet of Things. NIST, the National Institute for Standards and Technology, actually calls it cyber-physical systems, but cyber-physical systems encompasses more than the devices. It includes the integration, security, and management frameworks that have to be in place for IoT to be effective. IoT, the Internet of Things, is an interesting problem. Most organizations will tell you, structurally, that the Internet of Things proffers a number of issues and a number of benefits. I've worked with a number of groups and companies over the years, and some of them have millions of IoT devices today. As those devices come online and are connected and are added in, because they can't be an IoT device, they're simply a device until they're connected. And then once they're connected, then they become an IoT device. But if you think about the average business or the average home, there are a number of things that you're going to have that basically connect to the internet and offer you a service. The reality of home video surveillance systems. Personally, I use a device called Canary, like the canary in the coal mine. It's always there watching, waiting for you. And it's a device that, you know, over time becomes something that you depend on, because, you know, I have canaries pointing at all the doors in my house on the inside, and then outside I have cameras pointing at all the doors on my house from the outside. So I can tell you, you know, absolutely and resolutely who's coming to my house and how long they're lingering there, and if they're sitting outside my house casing it, you know, as often thieves will try to do. You know, I have a security system that basically prohibits that, makes sure that they understand that there's somebody watching them besides the fact that they're watching me. And that's an IoT device. Canary's an IoT device. The cameras that I use outside my house are IoT devices. It's a series of managed devices that you use over time, and those devices then become, you kind of integrate it into your home network. So if you think about what your home does and where you are and what IoT means in the home or the business space, you know, there's a lot of them out there. There are some U.S. federal agencies that today, right now, have a million IoT devices. Now, today, analysts put the numbers between 12 and 15 billion. We could argue that. I think it's significantly higher than 12 billion right now. I think it's higher than 15 billion. But let's just say for now, and kicks and giggles, that it in fact is 15 billion total IoT devices deployed right now. That's two for every human being that's alive. Now, not all human beings have need for IoT devices, capacity, internet capability, and of course, you know, babies don't need IoT devices initially. So, you know, there's probably a billion to a billion and a half people that don't have two, which means that, you know, the number of people and the number of devices actually increases to 2.5 to 3 devices per person. If you think about it, your smartphone represents the capability of presenting an IoT platform and an IoT device. Many years ago, I argued with a number of people that the Windows Phone models that were being released were critical because the Windows Phone was going to be the platform for cloud. Cloud computing's primary driving client package would always be the cellular phone. So if we think about the cell phone as a platform for cloud, the cell phone's also a platform for IoT, in that the goal of IoT is to create information, to generate data, to create a view of not only data, but what that data is doing and where that data lives. So when we think about this concept of data in process, right? So the IoT device produces data, and then we have to do something with it. Now, there's a number of things you can and cannot do with data, right? You've got data that you consume, data that you throw away, and data that you store for later use. All of those things, you know, kind of fit into this pantheon world of what is data, why do we have data, what are we doing with data, why are we using data, what are we going to do with, you know, how are we going to store it, yada, yada. All of that is a huge problem for the IoT world. IoT devices produced 110 zettabytes of data in 2015. Of that 110 zettabytes of data produced, my gut is at least 70% of that data was thrown away right away without ever being consumed. The way that's thrown away is either the device itself has a modality, it enters into, you know, like a camera enters into a I'm watching but I'm not recording mode until there's motion. It still produces a lot of data. And it still sends a lot of data up and down the line because the connection has to be there and the camera has to continue to send that information. It can't stop sending the information because it doesn't, you know, it doesn't work that way. It actually has to continue sending information. It's just whether or not the DVR kicks in and says, okay, I'm going to record this segment because I need this data because there's motion on it. And a number of other devices are like that, and you start talking about the concept of smart appliances. I noticed the other day that, you know, Samsung has a refrigerator that they're selling them that they call the smart hub for the house. So if you think about the smart hub for your house, you know, what does a smart hub do? Well, that's a place that your family can come to that has communication infrastructure for the family. Everything that you need to know about our family is on that refrigerator. Of course, now you run the risk of, you know, somebody breaks into your house, not to steal everything from your house, but instead to steal all the data off your refrigerator. And then we can also argue the other side, you know, you're coming home from work and your refrigerator calls you to remind you to pick up butter. You know, that all of which, you know, becomes a far-fetched reality. But it is something that we have to consider. The future of what we call technology continues to evolve. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.